Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we were talking about last night's Perry School Board meeting. Clark, thank you as always for joining me.
Joe, great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
So first of all, we want to talk about something that's on everyone's mind. That's the Dewey Field renovation project. What's the latest on this?
Well, the latest is, first of all, people that want to try to go down that road, I think that road will be repaired here very shortly. Obviously, the rains have been a problem, so that's one good thing. But things are progressing now. The landscape where the plaza is going to be, they're taking all that dirt out and they're starting to put rock in. The press box is here. They tried to get that installed and the ground was too soft, the crane sunk, and we're trying it again, I hope within the week or so. So that's a big thing. Bleachers completed. That concession stand is getting completed inside. You'll see a lot more action on the outside as far as finishing it. And I think the other thing is we started to visit more with a group of Blue Jays and Jayettes as far as the final touches to Dewey Field renovation. That would be like the picnic tables, the receptacles, and most importantly, the Blue Jay Bird that the Van Kirks have been instrumental in getting that completed. So that sculpture of the Blue Jay will be here as soon as the concrete is poured and we can get that in. And I have not seen it, but the people that have said it is quite an awesome sight. So we're excited to get that in place. We're looking at some other things to try to spruce up the look when you come in and, again, give that Blue Jay atmosphere.
For sure. Now, as far as the construction timetable is concerned, is it still on schedule to be ready to go by football season's opening?
Well, as of last Wednesday, they said that everything is on schedule. Now, everything is weather-related, but they are trying to get these things completed. They said that it would be on time, but I've been around construction and I've been around building projects enough to know that you don't set your heart just on that. We're still optimistic about it. But I also see that later on this week and part of next week, there's a chance of rain every day, too. So that holds those guys up. But they're going to be cooking today, that's for sure. So as people go around, you can see, I hope, a lot of action today.
All right. One last thing about the Dewey Field project, the fundraising for it. How is that currently?
We are at $220,000. Again, our goal is $300,000. So we have that $80,000 to go. Martha Stetzel has been instrumental in this next step as we try to reach out to the graduates. So any graduates that are out there that have not had a chance to partner up, we sure welcome trying to get as many people that are connected to this project and continue to try to reach our goal of $300,000.
All right. Now, another thing that was discussed last night, it was a report by Kurt Cornelius, who is an industrial technology teacher.
Correct.
That is the Skills USA National Conference. What can you tell me about this?
Well, the National Conference for Skills USA and Mr. Cornelius and his team, they really emphasize to try to get kids to go to this national competition, which is just, according to the kids, is absolutely awesome. When you talk to them, that is the first thing that comes out of their mouth, is that the experience that they have in competing against other kids across the whole country in very specific areas and the degree of planning, the skills, again, and the knowledge that they get is second to none. You can't emulate that anywhere else. So kudos to not only Kurt Cornelius, but all the kids that have spent all year earning the money to go to this national competition in Louisville. There are many, many nights that you will see Kurt Cornelius and different students at concession stands. And if you've ever worked a concession stand, you know that it's work. So kudos to those people that have worked hard. They were rewarded with going to the national competition. And overall, according to Mr. Cornelius, they did quite well and they learned quite a bit.
All right, that's always a good thing. And he mentioned that the word of mouth is a big draw for people.
Yep, that's a key part, Joe. The best seller of whatever it is, whether it's Dewey Field or Skills USA or school itself or a class or a person, whatever, is the word of mouth. And these kids are coming back, they're telling their friends. And he tried to emphasize he took quite a few freshmen, sophomores, so that they can then be in the program for the next 3 and 4 years. So it's a great thing.
Absolutely. Now, one last thing that we wanted to touch on this morning is some staffing issues that are going on with the school right now. What's the current status of staffing at the Perry Community School District?
We're about 99% staffed. We need a librarian position that we'll be working on. We do have a custodial position. And then our TLC coordinator, Shannon Klein, took a Dean of Students position at Bondurant for us. So we'll be interviewing for that position, in fact, tomorrow, Wednesday. So those are the positions that we have. So we really feel fortunate again to have our staff in place and ready to go, and things are looking good in that area.
Now, you mentioned the librarian. You had in the past shared a librarian with Woodward Granger.
Correct.
But that's not the case this year.
That is not the case. We did share with Woodward, like you said. They have chosen to keep that librarian at Woodward, so we're going to be looking elsewhere, and hopefully we can partner up with someone. Or if there's somebody that is a librarian out there and wants to work part-time, give me a call.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, one thing, a shout out to Angie Beaudet and her family. Angie had brain surgery yesterday, and according to the different blogs that we've been reading, it sounds like she's doing very well. Angie has handled this very well, in the fact that she's added some humor. She's taken this on very well, but it looks like she is going to be doing quite well and recovering well. Angie Beaudet, middle school teacher here at Perry.
Absolutely. We definitely wish her well on her recovery. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for asking me, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.